All right, take your Bibles and let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We'll start out with verses 6 through 8. Next week we'll go back to our regular Sunday school lesson. But today we want to cover faith promise, faith giving. Some folks have that concept and they understand what the Bible's teaching. Some yet haven't received it, haven't understood it. But we want to go over it again to be sure we're all clear on what faith promise missions is and faith promise giving is. And so we have the method, the missions, and the local church all involved in this. Now, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. That's a basic principle of life, isn't it? I mean, it's very basic. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, it's a decision between you and God, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So just have yourself a laughing spell and put another 100 in. Amen. So God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency. In other words, God will bless you, all grace abound unto you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. To every good work. Now let me say first of all that faith promise is not some gimmick that the pastors come up with or pastoral leaders in our churches. It is not some gimmick or some program. It's right out of the Bible, and it's the Bible principles. Now, 2 Corinthians 8, back up there, look just a second, if you will, at verse 10, and then we'll look at chapter 9, verse 2. But 2 Corinthians 8, 10, and herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before not only to do but also to be forward a year ago. So these people were making commitments a year in advance. Chapter 9 and verse 2. For I know, 2 Corinthians 9, 2, for I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. And so we discover that it is a principle that we can make commitments a year in advance, and especially for the cause of mission. So the church at Achaia was ready a year before Paul was to come by and be the beneficiary of that. So benevolence and missions implication is taught in the Bible. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, look there, if you will, at verse 16. And here's the part of the reason for it: to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. He wanted to preach the gospel where it hadn't already been preached. So the Macedonian believers actually supported Paul. We know that from the book of Philippians. And if you can, turn there. If not, I'll just get it and read it. But Philippians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Philippians 4, 15 and 16. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving. Specifically, he's not talking about letter writing, but giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. So the Macedonian believers were helping support Paul from that area. And the church at Achaia had made some commitments a whole year in advance. And the purpose for it, all of this was for the preaching and the getting out of the gospel. So it's a biblical principle. It's not a gimmick. It's not some kind of trick that somebody's trying to play on you to get money out of you. Secondly, it's important to understand that the faith promise giving is over and beyond your tithe and offering. This is a total separate thing. we give in our tithe, that's a matter of math, 10% of your total income, whatever it may be. And then we give a faith promise, or a faith offering rather, an offering on top of that for the budget and for the church and for those things. But then the missions offering is a separate thing, and this is what faith promise is about. This all goes to missions, and it's above our regular tithes and our regular offerings that we normally give. The increase that my wife and I are making today is above our tithes and offerings to the local church, and it will be for missions above and beyond that. And I believe that the Bible is very clear about the separation of those two things. Now, number three, it should not be designated. Your giving should not be designated for just one missionary. You see, what happens if you do that, if you say, well, I'm going to designate mine to one missionary, then you'll get lopsided. We'll be lopsided in our missions and our missionaries. Some will get a whole bunch. Others won't get nearly enough. And so that's to be left in the hands of the leadership of the church, as they know the needs and they keep up with that. They know what needs to be done, who has the greater needs. Sometimes it's the size of the family. Sometimes it's the how much it costs to live in that area. Various things enter into it. That's not to say that if God leads you to designate something above that to somebody in the mission field, that's not wrong. You can do that, and that is done sometimes. Actually, by law, really by law, you can't do that. If the IRS really went down the list on you by that, all you can do by law is you can suggest to the leadership that it goes to somebody. And sometimes that might happen, and the Lord leads you to do that. But the faith promise weekly offering and the annual offering and all of that should be what we give generally to all missionaries and the missions giving of our church. If God leads you to do something above and beyond that, let's say if you wanted to give Bill and Sharon $5,000 above your faith promise, that's all right. Give it to them. They'll take it. It'll be fine, and they'll send you a letter and thank you for it. But the primary thing is you got your tithe and offering to the local church there, and then you got your missions. You're giving that as a faith promise, and it's not to be just designated to one missionary, because that can make the whole missions endeavor lopsided, and we have to be careful with that. Also, it's important to understand it is not a pledge. It's not a pledge, all right? So you don't put your name on this, and nobody is going to call you. The pastor's not going to pick up the phone and say, hey, I see you put your name on here and you're going to give so much and you're not giving it. Now, we're going to kick you out of the church if you don't start giving that amount. And you say, well, they'd never do that. I tell you, some churches that require pledges, if you don't make that pledge, they will suggest that you go to another denomination or something else. But nobody's going to call you or send you a letter or harass you or anything. This is a commitment that you're making between you and God, you and the Lord. And these cards will be disposed of, and that you'll never hear about it. You and the Lord have to work that out. But it is not a pledge. And I can remember being in a denomination where they took pledges, and they were very strong about that. I do remember one time when one of them visited my daddy, and there were certainly some liberal things going on in the church, and they were asking him about his pledge, and basically he told them, you won't get any more money out of me until you get the liberalism straightened up, and I probably won't be coming back to church until you do that. But that's another story. But, and here's an important thing, of all the things I'm going to say this morning, really grasp this one. You're not giving with what you can see, what you already know is your ability to give. And some of that's going to go right over your head. But now listen to what I'm telling you. This is a faith promise commitment. Look at 2 Corinthians 8 in verse 3, for instance. For to their power, 2 Corinthians 8, 3, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, beyond their power. In other words, when you're giving the faith promise, you can't be logical and say, well, this is all we can afford. That's all I can put in the budget. It is a faith commitment. It is giving, believing God is going to channel it back through you. And you don't say, well, I'll give it when God gives it to me. That's not faith. That does not have the implication of faith in it. You make the commitment, you start giving it, and I'm going to tell you, it's an exciting thing to see what God will do when God starts honoring your faith commitment. And whenever you see God channel that through to you, I'm telling you, it'll help you out. It'll be an exciting thing in your life. And some of you don't believe that yet because you hadn't practiced it. But those who practice it know it's right. And we've had testimonies before where they'd tell you about that. So it's not your ability to give, not what you can figure out, but it is faith promise. You give it to the Lord and watch God give it back to you, and He will do that. And how does He do that? Well, is God able to do that? Certainly He is. Can God do that? Surely He can. And I'm telling you, your God, don't make your God a little bitty God. Make your God a great big God. And trust Him and do what he says to do. He's able, number one, to increase your supply. He can increase your supply. Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. You wouldn't have a dime today if God didn't give it to you. God gives it to you, but He's the one that can do that. Now, we're not going into prosperity theology, name it and claim it, and all of that, but the principle of the Word of God is you by faith give it, and God will channel it through you, and it'll be an exciting thing to see what He does. Try it. You'll be glad you did it. And then God will help you learn to decrease your spending. Now, some of you go to $5 and Starbucks, and you're drinking that petrol that's, oh, I wouldn't pay that for gasoline, you know, but it would be about $50 a gallon if you're buying gasoline. And you could give up a cup of that a week or a month or two or whatever, or maybe a couple of times, and then put that by faith and just start adding that into it and give it. But God will show you ways to decrease your spending if you'll put Him first in faith giving. It does happen, and I've had people tell me that. And He'll give you wisdom to be good stewards of what you already have. God will show you how to be a good steward of what you have. It may mean that you're going to wind up fixing yourself a budget and living on that budget and using that budget. And you'd be surprised what a budget. You say, well, I've got it in my head. Yeah, I bet you do have it in your head, but that may be why you're behind the eight ball financially. Get a budget. Go by the budget, and sometimes you'll see, hey, I can go on and I'll give this by faith to God, and it'll work out. Not that you're just budgeting that in what you have in income, but God will show you how to do that, and God will give grace to sacrifice. God will do that. I don't have time to give you some illustrations, but I can tell you, when my wife and I started Faith Promise Giving many, many, many years ago, how God just blessed us. And I told you about the eggs, the guy that brought by, and then we came out here, and about 5 or 6 years ago, we implemented Faith Promise. And it was, I don't know if they got it out of my illustration or what, but outside my office, there was a dozen eggs. And so I thought, well, God, you're just showing us again that you're honoring that. And I can tell you some great stories of what God did through our life and to us and through us as He honored faith promise. And a lot of different things, even to giving of a car. I probably had 4 cars given to me in my lifetime. They weren't brand new cars as such. One was, but most of them were not. But I can tell you that I don't think it was an accident that God did that. And you say, well, it's just because you're the preacher. No, I don't think so. I think it's because God honors faith, promise, giving. And God did that. And it's exciting to see what God does. And many times some of those things happen not too long after the faith, promise, commitment was made. So God gives grace to sacrifice, and God can perform the supernatural. Mark 10:27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it's impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible, including honoring your faith promise giving. God can do that. And you'll see him do it and you'll say, hey, God's alive. God's real. God does honor his principles. God does honor his word. And then motivation should be primarily by love. 2 Corinthians 8:8, this verse says, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Do you love Jesus? Do you love God? Do you love God's heartbeat for the world? And that it is a international thing. It is a global thing that we look to others that need to be saved all around the world. Why? Because we love God. If you love God, you love what God's doing. And God's doing that. And God's saying that we have the Great Commission to be carried out in Matthew 28:18-20, which we've been repeating and repeating. We ought to all be familiar with that now. Who said that? God said that. It was God speaking through his servant to remind us of that. And so why should we give? Motivated primarily by love and because of the Great Commission. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments, or do what I want you to do if you love me. And then John 14:15, Second Corinthians 8:9, the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became what? Poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. We ought to love Jesus enough to sacrifice. We ought to love Jesus enough to do that. And then because of God's blessings on you, primarily love. But America has 5% of the population, 51% of the wealth of the world. In 2 Corinthians 8:13-14, he says, for I mean not that other men be eased and ye burden, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As God would bless us in this country, God would help us to be able to give. And so it is something that is very biblical. It's not a gimmick. It's over your tithes and your regular offerings. It's not to be designated to one missionary. It isn't a pledge. Nobody's going to bother you. It's not according to your ability, but it's something you do by faith. What is faith? Faith is a substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. And so we do it and watch God channel it through us. And you'll have a more exciting Christian life if you will do that according to the scriptures. All right? Now, we want to see if you're not with your Sunday school class, if you know where they are, you may want to move over there with them right now, because they're going to take up their offering according to their Sunday school classes. All right? Now, ushers, if you'll get some of these cards ready back there in the back, you who have been ushering, some of you men, just get them ready. And let me see how many of you have received a commitment card. You've already received it. Raise your hand. Keep them up just a moment. Raise your hand. All right, now you may put them down. How many of you, that'd be the rest of you that didn't raise your hand, you did not get one. If you'd just lift your hands right now, you may throw it away, I don't care, but just take it. Just take it and look at it. And raise your hand if you did not get one. We don't want anybody to be left out. We don't want anybody to be missed in any of these sections if you did not get a card. And of course, a husband and wife can use one unless you do it otherwise. That's up to you. But most would do it that way. All right. Anybody else need one? Back to my left over there. Anybody else? Anybody? Right up here. Right here. Right here. Hold your hand up real good and high. She doesn't. Anybody else need one? Anybody over in this section? All right. We want everybody to have one. Okay. Now, look at your card, if you will. Now, just take it and look at it. Let me go over this. I would encourage you not to make your commitment yet. Maybe you've already done it, but we're going to have prayer and give you a chance to think about that a little bit too. But the commitment is for you to take it's perforated, and the big section is for you to take home with you as a reminder. Oh, most of us forget sometimes what we've committed. And as a reminder, And it says simply, in dependence upon God's provision, I will endeavor to give the amount each week. We want a weekly figure. You say, I get paid monthly. Well, just add up the months, divide it by 52, and come up with a weekly figure. Or you say, well, I work on a commission. Well, just give an average of what it would be that you think you would be giving through that period of time. Just don't let that bother you, but try to break it down to a weekly amount toward the worldwide missionary work of Worth Baptist Church, believing that I am willing, God is able. And then indicate on the attached side, the right side, the perforated side, your promise to give each week during the coming year for worldwide missions. Remember, you will not be asked about this. So you would tear that off. You'd make in just a little bit. You'll make your commitment, and you'll turn in the small portion, the small portion of that. We're going to take the offering up by class. Your teachers, you would go to your teacher if you're visiting in our class this morning, and the rest will be taken up. Plates will be passed, and all of my class will put yours in the offering plate. If you're in another class, you put it, give it to the teacher that is with you. So they're going to, by class and all of that, they're going to show later on how much you committed and a year's amount that will be demonstrated at the end of the morning service, all right? So what we want to do now is to have our ushers get some plates and be ready. And we're going to, if your teacher is here and you're in another class, you teachers, be sure you get those from your students. And then the rest of us will be my class, and we'll need to pass them all over. Larry, you have one. Do we have somebody over in this section? Yeah, Brother Bill. All right. Let's have prayer. And you think about it. Madeline's going to play a little bit, and then make your commitment, and then we will take these up right after that. So let's pray. Oh God, break our hearts afresh this morning for worldwide missions. And we know the gospel is free, but it takes a lot of money to get it to the people and to get them out there and to support these missionaries who have surrendered and are willing to go. And Lord, we know that without faith, the Bible is so clear, without faith it's impossible to please you. And most everything we do in life is something we can figure out, or we pretty well know what we're going to do. But this is faith, and without faith it is impossible to please you. It takes faith to get saved. It takes faith to trust you when you've asked us to give. May you bless our efforts and our faith as we make these commitments to you by faith, and what you provided, and give it to us as we give it to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's go ahead and make your commitments. Men, we'll wait just a minute. Just wait just a little bit. Give them time to make your commitments. And then in just a little bit, we'll take these up. And then ushers in my class, you'll take all of this back to Miss Houston and to Ms. McGuire, back to my left. They're sitting back there ready to total that up. So all of the ushers who take up for my class go directly to that table, and they'll add all of that up, and then they'll give me that envelope later. The rest you go to your teachers, all right? All right, I think we probably have had time. If you'll play a little something, and let's go ahead and take up these. Just pass the offering plates back and forth, just like a regular offering. And put your card in there, the little portion of it. If you're in another class, you keep it for your class. But if you're in my class, if they don't see you, wave your hand. If you're in my class, wave your hand, get their attention. Because we want that to be taken up. All right. Here's some back up this way, Brother Bill. Right over here. Be sure and get them all now. If they miss you, raise your hand, wave at them. They'll run nickety-split over where you are, or they'll walk over there. Somebody needs to get mine, too. I'll give it to Stephanie when I go back. All right. You got it? Thank you. Remember to keep the big portion, the amount that you are committing by week, for each week, and just stick it in your Bible or somewhere, let it remind you every week, put it on your refrigerator where you go the most, and let that be a reminder. That's a good place for it. And be ready sometime when you're asked to give a testimony of what God does through faith promise. Many of you can do it right now, and I want to encourage you to do that. We'll take these up, and then don't forget, teachers, you'll be representing your department, your class, up here at the close of the service. I believe that's right. At the close of the service, we'll be demonstrating that up here, and we'll hopefully reach that goal. It's a goal of faith, but God's able to do it. Some people won't be here today, and they'll give it later. Some mail it in. That'll come in later, but we want to see what God's going to do with the people that are here today. And all the other adult classes are doing the very same thing. All right, did we miss anybody? Anybody not get a card? Anybody need to turn one in? Raise your hand and hold it up. I believe we've got them all. All right. Shake hands with somebody. You're dismissed. And if you have any questions, see the pastor. He'll answer them for you. How are you? I'm all right. I'm fine. How are you today? Howdy.